This is Chang at the fair, and I'm here right now with Ray and Rebecca. Say hello, world, and tell us about yourself.
Hello, world. I'm Ray Fitzgerald, and I'm a freshman here at Harvard. We both live in Weld, and I'm currently studying astrophysics here.
I'm Rebecca. As you said, I live in Weld. I'm from Miami, Florida, and I'm thinking about studying economics.
Cool. Let's take a look at your project.
This is the QGuide 2.0, which is like a resource for students to look through courses that are in Harvard's QGuide, but instead of clicking a class and finding information, they can sort through filters of their choosing and see classes that suit what they want and what they're looking for.
And so for those of us not familiar at home, the QGuide is a review of the courses?
Yeah, it has like Harvard's courses, and it shows like professor reviews and average workload, like hours per week, and the course overall rating and other factors that students like set reviews about.
Got it. So let's take a look.
Yep. All right, so basically the main page for our QGuide is like the search page. And when you go to the search page, you can like apply different filters that we've kind of implemented. So you have like the course title that you can search for if you're just looking for like a singular class. There's also a way to like look for classes in terms of minimum class ratings or hours per week. So like if you wanted a minimum class rating of like, let's say like 2, and then maximum hours per week, say you don't want too heavy of a workload, you want to stay like 5 hours a week for it, then you can search for classes like using that, and it'll show up with like however many courses there are. It'll give you the course level department, average evaluation, average workload, and then the exam date. And if you find out that you really like a class that you found like just based on what you found here, you can go to like add a favorite, and let's say you really like 20th century Ukrainian poetry. You can go to add favorite, put it in here, and then it'll add it to your favorites class.
Nice.
And then here's a pretty cool way just to like store classes that like you found in this guide, and then like maybe if you want to like look back at a later time and research more into it, here's all the saved classes, so it's like easier for you to remember them.
Yeah.
And if you want to narrow down like your list of favorites, at the bottom you can remove any classes in your favorites. Like if you have like 10 and you want to just get to the couple you want to actually look into, you can remove it and it'll update your favorites page.
That's really cool. I really like how easy the table view is. If I can go back a couple of pages, I guess we're going to search again. I guess, can I do CS?
You have to type it in exactly how it is.
Computer science.
And it's case sensitive too, unfortunately.
Computer science. Computers are very specific, so it's very understandable.
Searching for ones like that is actually easier just to go by department.
Oh, there's a department.
And then
great.
You can look up like... something like that.
Search by department. Oh, and it won't let you type in. It won't let you search by here if you have anything typed in for course title. So you have to have that blank, and then you can search department computer science and search the filters. And it shows you all computer science courses.
Yeah, it's really easy to scan and look for my next course. This seems like a low workload course for me. great, so you two are both freshmen.
Yes.
And not majoring in computer science.
No.
Thinking about a secondary.
Oh, okay. Thank so you. I guess what piqued your interest in CS50? As freshmen coming in.
So I was, when I came here, I was like looking into mechanical engineering a lot more. And I'd heard a lot about this course through like other people when I was touring school.
Oh, okay.
And everyone's always said like this is like one of the coolest classes. It's going to be a lot of work and it's going to really challenge you, but it's really worth it in the end. And so between like mechanical engineering being like this being a requirement and like all the stuff I've heard like about the course, like I knew I had to take it, and it's been really worth it.
Great, glad to hear.
I just always thought the idea of making like technology, like apps, websites, everything work just seems so abstract and something like unfathomable, and I thought it'd be cool to actually learn how to program it and do it like how people in the real world do it.
Yeah.
It's a very like vital skill to have nowadays. So.
And do you think you've gotten the sense of that through the course?
Yeah, I do.
Great.
Definitely feels a lot less of like a foreign concept to know how to like run a program or make an app.
Now you can build websites that are useful. useful.
Yep.
Great. Do you want to give a shout out to the camera, to anyone who's helped you on this final project? Perhaps a TF or helpful?
Benny Chang.
Yeah, Hannah Kim, my TF as well.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Excellent. They helped a lot.
Great to hear. Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to you too.